פשט
עוד וחוב למחויס וחוב לישראל זה משוח מוחומו
תום דו תימס ארים פריסיס
Number one, the Holy Israelites is a Moshiach Muhammad.
So he said that the Moshiach Muhammad, that the 2 days could be 2 days in the escape.
In other words, you could be shared from two, from the people, and from the Moshiach Muhammad.
And the question
but the King God is was whether, always wearing the
when we say Eser Deichalei is it the Chiyuv Eser Deichalei is
even
only the Chiyuv Eser but the Kiyum Eser is not Deichalei.
For the purpose of
Israel, even without the
Chiyuv,
as long as there is a Kiyuv,
and also
without the Chiyuv,
so
it's also there.
Was
so the Rishonim that say in the Eshkel that two Rishonim is the Eshkel. So the Roshon in the Eshkel that says that now if someone puts on puts treves in the Beit Shal Pishtot, so it's Chayiv Malkes, so that was no Alokes. The din is much as the Chachomim Mori Kiyo, so there is no Chiyo. Obviously, yes, there is no Chiyo. So there is no Chiyo.
If there is no Chiyo, let's say the Melech,
some in Melech, some in Melech, there is no Chiyo. The Chiyo has to be his Deiche. But since the Chachomim Mori Kiyo,
of the King of
so there is only Kim Amitzvah, a Kim Grede,
because
he's not a Hebrew, only a Hebrew Vese is a Hebrew, not a Kim
was allowed to put
and the Russian that says that is that is Patron Malkes, so they all
for the purpose
to the Chachomim were a Hebrew, but when he puts in Treves, he's becoming a Hebrew, he's becoming a Mitzvah.
The Gemara in Yom
Kippur. He's becoming mitzvah. The Chachomim will not take the Chiyuv. They will not take the Kiyuv. The Kiyuv HaMitzvah. They will not take it. So, Mimele, there is still a Kiyuv HaMitzvah. So the Kiyuv HaMitzvah of Tzitzes, of Tchayles, is also the Yechadelei Seser of Kuvai. He's also there. This is what Rav Chanan said before. And Reb Chaim said to him, it's not Muchach. That this is the machlokes rishonim.
So the Melech,
it could be that both agree. That both agree that the kiyum grede, the kiyum amitzvah, the kiyum of the esek grede is the yichelis. But the machlokes between the two rishonim is
so that
what was the chachomim maker? Was the chachomim maker just the kiyum, or the chachomim maker even the kiyum? The Chachomim and Kiyach to be Eker in the Kiyum, so that can be seen from Rabbi Yehine in Broch. So Rabbi Yehine in Broch says that HaKodesh Chachomim, that he should read Kriya Shema before Chatzeis. So he says, the Kodesh Chachomim,
that Aloch is also implicit in the Posseg.
So if he reads it after Chatzeis, if he was not an onus, so if he was an onus, so then the Chachomim won't be Eker. But suppose he was a Bishaya, he had plenty of time to read Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema before Chatzeis, and neglectfully, he did not, neglectfully or willfully, he did not read Kriya Shema before Chatzeis, and he read it after Chatzeis, so he's not even kind of mitzvah. Why? Because the Chachomim were Eker. In respect to Bishaya, they were Eker, they came out mitzvah. So we see that the Chachomim have Eker. Not only to be Eker, but they can even make a Keah to be Eker, the Keah also. So they have the Keah.
We do not say that the same Aloche is implicit also in the Potter of Lazar.
They are Eker, the Keah as well. So they, Rabbi Yehine, say that they were Eker, the Keah as well. Not only the Keah. But suppose the Chachomim decide to be Eker just the Keah, not the Keah. So then the kiyum is not neka. So Reb Chaim said that the pshat in the two lishenes in the eshkel could be not that whether there is a machlekes between the two lishenes as whether the kiyum mitzvah grede kiyum essay is deiche without the kiyum. But both lishenes can hold that even a kiyum mitzvah is deiche without the kiyum. But the question is, what would the Chachomim make here? So the Russian that says that this Chayim Malkes hold that the Chachomim were Eker even the Kiyum. And the Russian that says that Chayim Malkes hold that the Chachomim were only Eker Well, only he can heal, but a kill not. But both can agree. Both Lishanis can agree that where there is a kill, essay, without a heal, so then there can be a kill. Now, so according to the Chaim, so both Lishanis in the Eshke, that even without a heal, so the kill and the kill essay can be the heal essay. So it could be that the chat in the Rosh is that there is a fundamental distinction between the trail of Esed Eichel Eises Ekreide of Esed Eichel Eises Ekreide Hashem Ekreide and the halochi of Esed that the essay Hashem Ekeo is Deiche Melech and the essay Shein Shem. Leis the essay Shem Ekeo. So the Gemara says, more is the halacha of essay.
It only tells us something else. So the Ramah says,
From Klein Bitzitz, that Esed Eichel Eises Ekreide, so even mitzvah kiyumis, can be deiche. Mashiach in the other halacha, that the Gemara in Ozzy says, that the Esed Mitzere, so the Tisham Mikael is deiche, lois Esed V'Ese, so why? Because it's Odiv, because that Esed is Odiv, then the Esed Shein is Odiv. So they are based upon the fact that it's odd. The halacha that Esed Eichel Eises Ekreide is not based upon the premise that the essay is more, is odd. The contrary, I mean, the essay is more chamor.
This whole Indian.
So it's a special drasak also, not because the essay is odd. It's a special drasak also. So even in mitzvah kiyumis. Can be there. You see, I mean, from that portion in the Eshkel, you can deduce that it's not based upon the concept of Odin. How could a mitzvah kiyumis, where it's not even mechuyev, where it's not allowed midrabonon, to put in treles in the Sonish of Pishtos, how could that be Odin? So the answer is, the halacha that Esed Eichel Eises Ekreide is not based upon the concept of Odin. So since it's not based upon the concept of Odi, even in mitzvah kiyumis, not in mitzvah kiyumis, is also there. Masheikei, the other halacha, that Esa Hashem Mikael is deiche, loises and veeses, Yelisha Mikael, that's based upon the concept of Odi. Because Esa Hashem Mikael is Odi. To the guy say, Shein Shem Mikael. So really, since it's based upon the concept of Odi, so Odi is a mitzvah kiyumis. So, but when it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not kiyumis, it cannot be. Now,
the Chinuch says
that only the Yovam is mechuyev. Only the Yovam is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Yom HaYom Yom HaYom. So that means in respect to the order that the Sanhedrin should be mispalled. But in Mitzvah Kiyum is it is.
And then Mishael Yivu Vitumim.
She is not Mechiyavis. She is not Mechiyavis.
In other words, not but, whether
but,
they
but,
get the but the only thing is
so
whether they will be Matzliach.
So Mimele, the reason is to why
that was the
now in respect to the Mechaskinus Kashi.
I mean,
how it can be Tchiyah by Yisroel Kedushe.
Now the question arises,
so how
about
how can the
whole
aloche of the Yivome
the whole aloche
Mamzer of Yisroel or Kushli can have
that means
so she is also bound by the love. How can her love be
Yitzchiyah?
By his essay? By his essay? The answer is
that
she is also required. She is not Mechuyevet.
So,
but in Mitzvah Kiyum is there is.
What does it mean?
So, Memele, and Ligabi, the Aloha of Esed, the Haris is a great deal. So, even in Mitzvah, so we see from the Eshkir, that even in Mitzvah Kiyum is Gemedev. Masheinke, Ligabi, so there is no Kashi.
All right, so that is implicit in the
case
in the
in
Shmuel,
so there is a
way
but the Kashi is, let the Yes HaShem
became, but we
respect
to Urim Vitum,
which is only by King God,
to the
so there I say, seeing
respect
no Mitzvah Yuvis of
Yitzvah
Yuvis,
so there it's done in the two shot in the Gemara.
So,
what is the Gemara mean?
When
the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, with you as an animal,
But in so far
as certainly
from
one
of
the
coming
from
that even in Mitzvah Kiyumi,
so then it goes without saying that this
aloche is of right
in the
even in Mitzvah Kiyumi. So why should it be like that?
Oh,
it's not difficult.
So what
is it? So we could say
that there is a reason.
Now, after all,
Moshiach
Muhammad, if we say, now, why should there be a distinction between the Mitzvah Yuvis and the Mitzvah
Yuvis?
Why should we say,
so what
why should we say that only a Mitzvah Yuvis is
the Moshiach Muhammad?
So, in other words,
whether
the Mitzvah Yuvis is not.
Should,
now let's say he
should become doctor.
Even accept Rav Cholon's pshat.
This is what he inquires.
So,
it doesn't mean that the Mishnah Rambam inquires
the reason
about the Rishonim personal
Rishonim that meant that the Mitzvah Yuvis is not a
Rishonim of the Urim Vitumim in respect to his personal problem.
So the pshat should be.
So
the pshat could be.
So how could we say behold the Yisrael, it is
if we say that only Mitzvah Yom person, so then the pshat is that
behold the Yisrael,
it is
a Moshe
Mahmoud.
In other words, he shares
the
requires of the
but if it's only Mitzvah Yom,
the Kval Yisrael,
what is it? There is no Mas. So mainly, there is no Tchie. Tchie.
How
there is when there is a Mas. Because
in,
whenever we apply a law of Tchiyah, so then there is a team of
Shalei
Kavishneim, so there is no
Tchiyah.
And so if Tzutchah, so the Gemara says, we don't have to look for Tchiyah,
he's only
if we say Tumah Hutra
Mitzibu,
so we don't have to look for Tchiyah, if we say Tumah Tchuyah Mitzibu, so we have to find every channel of
that
avoiding,
that is
of avoiding
that is
being
given
the
laces.
So in other words,
so
then we could say
from the
that when is the Tchiyah, when is the Tchiyah, when is the
Mas
parity,
if there is a Mas.
So if the Mitzvah is only Mitzvah Kiyumi,
that he inquires from the Mitzvah,
she'll have no Avera, they'll have no Avera if he does not respect his own person, it's only Mitzvah Kiyumi. So it's not Chayah to say Tchiyah.
I mean, he
so that
has the shame
of it. Now, respect to personal law to say, assume that, well,
so that means
that
respect
that
so it is certainly massive
when
that party,
and then
before it's only started,
so we are
shame,
not shy to
say, we are shame.
whether it's Bashiach to say Kriyat, so then,
so that goes without saying,
why should
that this is implicit in the Pasuk
of the whole, there is no
mass.
I don't say that Tzitzes is a mitzvah yumis, that would be wrong.
Zeh Moshiach Nuchomo, that
because
Nuchomo,
Tzitzes is a mitzvah yumis.
Has to be shared.
Two, the mitzvah yumis arises when you put on so then there is a chiyuv to put in
tzitzit.
So you couldn't say it's a mitzvah
kiyumis.
Because mitzvah kiyumis means, let's say, like five tzitzes. I mean, besodin shel pishne. So the chiyuv was certainly about apoches,
about
the chiyuv.
You don't certainly know
the chiyuv.
But the Rambam mentions about
Mele, so assuming that he is Mikhail Mitzvah when he puts in Tzitzes in his Sodin Shal Pishne, so it's only a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So there it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis, but to say that Tzitzes generally is a Mitzvah Kiyumis would be wrong, because it's not a Mitzvah Kiyumis. The moment I put on a Begit Shal Ava Kampis, I'm a Chuyim to put in Tzitzes. So Mele it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. But there is no mass, because he always says an Eitzeh, he'll let him not put on the Beged Shel Ava Kampis. Who tells him that he has to put on a Beged Shel Ava Kampis? So there is no mass. And still the Torah says, that mitzvah of tzitzis is the yichidot mitzvah of shabbos, even though there is no mass. So mainly there is no reason as to why we should say that the mitzvah kiyumi should not be there. Because the only good reason as to why we should say mitzvah kiyumi is not the yichidot, because tchi is only shayach if it's imperative. But tzitzes in general, there is no imperative.
So we have to be
sure. Even though technically it's not a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But there is no mass. And still, there is a halacha of Esed Yichalei. That's the mokiyah. For the halacha of Esed Yichalei, it's a say. So it's a raya that means that there can't be tchiyah, even when there is no mass. Even when it's not imperative. So why shouldn't it? Why shouldn't it apply to a mitzvah kiyumis mamish? The mitzvah kiyumis mamish. So that's only by mitzvahs, by Esed Yichalei, that is deduced from Klai Mitzitzes. So there we say that even a mitzvah kiyumis is deichel. So that's why there is tchiyah, even legabe the mitzvahs of Yivomeh. Because who the Chinuch says so that Yivome is not Muzeres on the mitzvah, but the mitzvah Yumis there is. So she's a mitzvah
Yumis.
She's a mitzvah Yumis. So it's the Rishvier. Mashimike, Ligabi da Aloche, of Ese Hashore Bikeil, is the Chinuch Seveyese Shini Shore Bikeil. That's based upon the concept of
Odim.
By this we say, Ese Dichalese Seveyese, in Esed Yichalei Seveyese, well, not according to all Gishenim, but according to some Gishenim. Because my room is the highest and highest. So if it's Eine Shove Bikeil and Esed Deiche is a Shove Bikeil, so it's Odim. So it's Odim. So it's based upon the concept, of Odim. So since it's based upon the concept of Odim, so it must be Mitzvah Yumis. Then we can say Odim. If it's Mitzvah Yumis, not. So the Mele Nikabin Yivome, we have the leases of the Yivome, since there is no mitzvah kiyumis in Korban.
At the end, before the Rambam,
only mitzvah kiyumis, so there is no tchiyah of leases of it. That's the pshat. I think that's the right pshat in the
Tesis. 14 Klolim.
Correct.
Which mitzvahs are included, which mitzvahs are not included. So then at the end, he says, at the end of Shir Shabroso,
yes, she's Muzer on the essay. Because there it's an Isar essay. So she is Muzeres. So she is Muzeres and that essay too. Alright, now, Meisle Meis, Tone Rabbono,
Yedua,
Tone Rabbono, Uminamido Shlo Yeitze Yeitze Yimoe, Abo Yeitze Uache, Keitzar, Hei Nixi, Hu Nigle, Hei Niglim, Hu Nixi, Hu Nixi,
a certain mitzvah,
so,
Rashi
says,
so then, his derech will be when he mentions
yeah, such a Pesach. Now let's see the Rashi
after the Adam. Be'ez HaPesach.
Sha'af v'koma Rav Yehuda. Now what does Rav Yehuda say?
But then Rav
Yehuda says, but
Sometimes there are certain people
who are certain amigdosh, mishum shenema un amigdosh v'yetzei. So even if he is careful, even if the king of is careful to go through
Elis, necessary for him to make
while the organ is not there. So it's still all there because the Torah says un amigdosh v'yetzei, period. It doesn't make any difference whether the organ, the mito is in the view of the king God. So Shape
Komarabude.
Let's
say, for example, sometimes it's not so clear.
So
certain mitzvah is nay,
so
only b'nei.
So the Bach is magia. Yoche mi base in amagia.
But it's not so clear.
So that's why it shouldn't even work out
so
from his bites.
So
I mean, I don't see why it's not good to accept the girsa that we have in our text. In other words, if you are going to, so this is what Reb Meir says to Reb Yehuda. If you are interpreting literally, in a mikdash, so why should
we waste time?
So why only lo yetzei to participate in the funeral? Lo yetzei to go to his house. So we could. I mean, so the girsa in our text is acceptable.
When he discusses,
so you can't interpret it literally.
So he will,
I mean,
not be necessary
that,
for him.
That it means the Yetzer period is not allowed to work out of the Mikdash. So that means he's not allowed him to go to his own. So what must you say? He's not allowed to go out of the Mikdash to participate in the funeral. In the funeral. So Mimele we can say, but if he doesn't participate in the funeral directly, in other words, he avoids going to the Elis while the mito is there. So then it's Mutter. So there is no Sioch. When is there a possibility of a Mikshul, lest the King God will forget and he'll come in contact with the Hato? That is, if he walks in the same alley with the view while the Mito is in his view. So then there is a Sioch, then there is a possibility of a Mikshul, lest he'll touch the Mito. But if he avoids walking, within the view of the Mitoch, so then there is no possibility of Mitchell, so
he's alive.
So
he's alive.
So he says, so the Ramban points out that even according to Reb Yehuda, it's based upon the same word. Only thing is, how far are we going? Do we go with the Siyom?
So
he says,
Reb Yehuda
is reaching, she says,
that there couldn't be any Mechome.
Or any kibush walking without the Elis,
without
the Nagodol, without the Elis.
So in other words,
and the Kolikamiya, no. So the Siyok is not so
great, is a
so we don't apply such a great Siyok. Anyway, so the Ramban says that it's all a smachte, since it's based upon a Siyok, so it couldn't be the Reise, because the Reise could not be based upon a Siyok, the Gufadim could not be based upon a Siyok.
Explicitly in the Chazok at all,
and the Ramban Shite is that it is the Reise. And
the
we said last time, last year, that we find the Reise, certainly according to the Ramban, we find the Reises that are expressive of Isyo,
that before we start with Chome, we must inquire from Moritumi, there couldn't be no Chome.
He's allowed the Reise and there is Malkes. I mean, so the Ophi Ramnosen says, it's Zeus Yokshos Roteiro, Shem Shinema, Belishom Nes Nemuso, Nemuso Visi Kravital Es Alvos. So the Ramban, Shito Sei, he said that there too it's Rasmach. So that the Ramban, she apparently, I mean, there is no love the Reise, that he's expressive of Isyon. There is no such love
the
Reise.
But
the
Ramban Shite
is that there is such a love the Reise. So here too, that's the Pshat, it's explanatory, the Isyon is explanatory of the love the Reise, of Namik Deshleyes.
In connection with
that's what
the
we said
of Jews.
Now, let's see the Ramban.
It's not the Ramban.
Because it is obvious it's not Negronase. Why is it so obvious that it's not Negronase? It couldn't be Negronase. Milchemes Hashus couldn't be Negronase. Why not? Because, first of all, Milchemes Hashus requires Melech. Do we have Melech now? We don't have Melech. Then, Milchemes Hashus requires Beznavot. Do we have Melech now? We don't have Beznavot. Then, Milchemes Hashus requires Urmitum. Do we have Urmitum? We don't have Urmitum. So, Mele the Rambam says, in so many words, that Bisman Azeh, there couldn't be Milchemes Hashus. Why not? Because Milchemes Hashus requires, as a Tnai Kedem Limaise, that there should be the consent of the Melech, and the consent of Bez Nagot, and the consent of Rambam. So in other words, so the Shittes Rambam is that there couldn't be Milchemes Hashus without Rambam. Now, Rabbi Yehine, here in Sanhedrin, so he has the kashe, why doesn't the Mishneh mention a mitzin? In Rambam, he
said as follows.
The Mishneh mentions
in the Yetziach, in the Yetziach, in Pesach, Beisei Oy Min HaMikdosh. So, Meisli Meis, in the Yetziach, in HaMikdosh, that's Rabbi
Yehudah.
But he adds something. He says,
the Mishneh here doesn't mention the second peric when it discusses.
So the question is,
so it again reiterates the Melech.
Why does he say even Yetzeh Pesach Beisei? Min HaMikdosh LeYetzeh. That's all.
That he must get the shoes.
Who is talking about when Yetzeh Pesach Beisei? So that's the kashi of the case of
the
Mishneh.
The Mishneh mentions.
אבל יש לי פריה, ופיכוך, ויודו עד הלוכי כרבי יודה, ופיכוך פוסק רבינו שני יצים
למקדש,
אבל יש לי פריה, לא מוקוס אף שני יצים בפסח בייסי, ויהודו לא יקימה, ויש לי מה, שתיימי, אמרינו בגמור השם, בקום הרבי יודה, אומר לך רבי יודה, יהוכה ליבייסי נמלוי, Now he mentions the girsa ליבייסי נמלוי, not like the Bach says,
But that's only but by Shein.
So in other words, so the Pshat, the Rambam, is now the Rambam Meshitos. Now we don't have to say, that the Rambam in Chazoko was Chizeyar from Meshitin Zivar
HaMitzvah
to be Yetzim in HaMikdosh to participate in
the Torah.
The Rambam doesn't spell it out in the Chazoko. The way he spells it out in the
Zivar
Zion.
So in other words,
in the Zivar HaMitzvah, that it's Rambam. Why should we say that the Rambam was Chizeyar in the Zivar HaMitzvah? To inquire from him, it just doesn't spell it out.
No, as a matter of fact,
if you want, we can say that he does
without inquiring from Dovito.
Because he mentions, so he mentions the aloches of Namikdosh Leyetzeh and so on.
Even without Dovito.
So the Rambam,
but we see that it's the Raisi to love the Raisi.
Because but the Raisi itself is based upon the Shiyuk.
Which is Ayoris, for
you will be Agat Mirore, and you will be Mikrevo. So it's his yoke, also
there,
just as Elisha
Pilsa
the Wasser is based upon his yoke. So that the love of Amitash Lietze is expressive of his yoke,
according to Rambam.
So now, the Gemara is,
how is it
when the Gemara says, Omer Lachemiah, Shabbat Omer Rabbi,
without Melech,
Omer Lachemiah,
Yoche,
Beisein Amalek.
But according to Ramiyeh, we shouldn't even mention.
So,
because he's so far as the Tum is concerned.
El Horekom.
So that's
not the Amidosh Leitz. Now,
we could so, have his
so the Pshat, so the Pshat in the Gemara is not, as I said before,
Yoche,
Beisein Amalek, if you interpret the possible
the whole distinction literally. So then it should imply he's not allowed to walk out of the Midrash. If he's overtaken by a bereavement, he has to stay in the Midrash. He has to stay in the Midrash if he's overtaken by the bereavement. So he should not even, that day when he's overtaken by a bereavement, he should not be allowed to walk out of the Midrash, even to go to his own house, to his own home.
We are not allowed
if you
undertake such a thing.
So you must say that without inquiring, if Rabbi Yehuda say literally, he should not walk out. But in other words, he shall not place himself in the position where he might touch the mess. So Rameleh, why shouldn't he be allowed?
Now,
why shouldn't he be allowed to walk to Elie's?
It's
not just the Messiah, it's expressive of Israel, it's Materasyon. This is the Reich. As Gemara points out, Agav Rorat, so Mikravos, and Minovic. So Reb Meir knew that. But that this is the reason of Reb Yudeh, just as Miller, just as God will do me, of Reb Meir. So according to Reb Yudeh, it's also the reason of the Israel. I mean, not Taime HaMikro. But however, the Guf HaDin is expressive of its
manuscript.
So Rameya says in other words, the Machlekes is how far the Siog is.
It's
according to Rameya
or the Rambam.
The Siog, so everything is the same, that he should not participate in the funeral, that he is very likely to forget and touch the mess. Without following the mitzvah directly, so then it's not likely to touch the mess, then it's not also. And Rabbi Yudah holds no. This is expressive of such a siyog that anything that might lead to touching the mess,
that there is.
So he comes within the love of Mamishli. So Rameya says, not only Shabbat Kom Rabbi Yitzchak,
there couldn't be.
So it's Mashma from the
not only
meaning of the words Namidah Shleitzay, that the Siog is not only that he should not follow the Mitzvah.
How can we explain
directly? But he should not take any step
that means according
that might lead to touching the
Mitzvah.
Because the Torah says Namidah Shleitzay, period.
If
the pshat and the posse of
Namikdash
he should not take any step that might lead him towards coming in contact of the mito, so that means view of his state of grief,
but that's a mission.
So then he should not even walk out of the Mikdash to his own house, because once he walks out of the Mikdash, so that step might be conducive towards his coming in contact with the Mikdash. The moment he walks out of the Mikdash, so then he might forget and join the procession in the funeral, and then he might be led to touch the mess. So Manushah, if you explain it literally, because when you walk out of the moment, you walk out of the King God walks out of the Mikdash, he takes a step, he makes a step that might ultimately lead him to contact with the mess. He should not walk out of the Mikdash altogether, even if his intention is to go home.
To declare in the
So, Amal Chameya, the Ochle Beis in Amale, El Hochekoma, Umar Mikdash Leyeitze, Mikdash Yotze Leyeitze. In other words, he should not take a step that is likely to culminate in contact with the
meat. Suppose
that means if he follows the meat directly within his view, but otherwise, he does not come within Israel.
So fine. I don't mean the
Jude, Agat Mirore, if it doesn't mean the Osim in Noah. So, in other words, since he's overwhelmed with bitterness and sadness and grief and anguish, so Mimele, even if he doesn't follow the Mito, he avoids the view of the Mito. So there is still a possibility. So there is still a possibility that he'll join the procession and he will ultimately come in contact. So maybe it's also. But if he goes home, so then this is not a step that might lead him. If the intention of walking out of the Mikdash is to go home and stay home, so mainly it's not a step that might lead ultimately to contact with the mess.
So
that's why the Rambam says,
if he wants to force,
that's why the Rambam says,
participate in Muhammad's
Mitzvah mess.
So he must
in
obtain the shoes of the Yetzer,
and when he was overtaken.
So there are two Allah.
So in Yetzei Mi Pesach,
so the Shittes HaRambam, in other words,
the only two guarantees against becoming nichshu, touching the mess, is if he stays either in the Mikdash or he stays in
the Mikdash.
But if he takes a step outside of the Mikdash or of his home, so then it's a step towards coming in contact with the mess. And inasmuch as the love of Yetzer HaMikdash is based upon the Yisroel, so it comes within that love
that doesn't give him their approval to support anybody.
Now then there is
so then they have to rely on volunteers.
Now the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, the Rambam says in
So he says the base of Yerushalayim is our shoes.
So the Rambam is a new Allah. The Klingon is not allowed to walk outside of Yerushalayim. And he's also, even for the moment, he's not allowed to walk outside Yerushalayim. Special Allah. What's the marking for that?
But
Muhammad Nazi has to consult the Halacha has reference against the Nuchal
was overtaken by the Bible. Being made to them.
So then the law of Minamandosh Liyetze applies.
The Mirin
now, so that is because Bishop. So there he is not allowed to walk out of the Mirin or of his house on the day he was overtaken by the Bible. Without but now in Halacha Zayin, we don't talk of the Kohen was overtaken by a movement. But the King Godel generally, so he says that the King Godel, first of all, he has to stay a whole day in the Mikdash. That's his home. And he can only walk out of the Mikdash and go to his home at night, or for 1 hour, or 2 hours in the daytime, not more. So the kvias in the daytime has to be in the Vissamich.
The only concern,
and then he says, the concern of the Vissamich, he's not allowed to move out for 1 moment.
But don't
now,
he
appears,
he didn't have to force anybody. Why did he have to?
So he walked out of Yerushalayim. To meet, to obtain
the consent of Bez Nagaru.
Alright, so that was probably Tzirich Klal Yisroel, so he had that.
Be opposed to his Muhammad and Bez Nagaru.
Normally, so the King Godel has no head there to move out of Yerushalayim before
Bez Nagaru.
What's the pshat?
It's not, it's just
now, so the Morning and the Minchas Chrit in Asiris Eivo in the afternoon. Now, so the Gemara in Suke, Zion, I think. So the Gemara in Suke says that there is a aloche of linen. When somebody offers a korban, so there is a aloche, we learn it out from the Pasuk. Ufoniso babekia v'olachto l'olachto. So ufoniso babekia, the next morning. In other words, those who are ill regal, the Pasuk has reference to those who are ill regal, so they had to be makriv korban. So the Torah says, addressing itself to the ill regal, ufoniso babekia v'olachto l'olachto. Why babekia? Why can't he leave the same day? So the Gemara learns out in Suke, he aloche of linen, that whenever a person is makriv korban, so he has to have linen in Yerushalayim. When is he allowed to leave Yerushalayim after the next morning? Is there a Rambam Hilchos Bikurim on the
table? So Muhammad's mitzvah also requires Bez Nagoru. And without
Bez Nagoru,
you just have a Halisha Muhammad. Nothing much. So there are three, what I said at last. Because we see from the Rambam, Yod Hazoko, that there are two aloches. Bez Nagoru is required for two things. First of all, for the Etzim Luchomet, so without the Rishus of Bez Nagoru, he cannot be Nilchas. And then, even if he has Rishus on the Etzim Luchomet from Bez Nagoru, so he cannot force anyone to participate in it.
Now, the Rambam mentions it in Bikurim, but it applies to Bikurim and it applies to all Kabbalists.
The people.
In Pelgimu Milchas Bikurim, in Pelgimu Milchas Bikurim, Haloche. Haloche Yudalit.
We saw that according to
Haloche Yudalit, it's toward the end of Sukkot. It's Montes in Sukkot. Habikurim Tunin Linen, Keitza. Hey, Bikurim Limigdosh.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
Vikor, Vihikri Shlomov, Lo Yeitze Beisi Ayim Yerushalayim, Lazar Mikedu. Lo Yeitze Beisi Ayim Yerushalayim, Lazar Mikedu. אל יום שוז ויאזה מוחו יר שנמא ופוניסו בבייקר בלאטו לך. That's mentioned, the connection,
the
that appears that our Midosh, Rishetobelot, Uriel Bebeit, Mitzo, Ibn Rabbi Chazok, Shabikurim to mention, Rona was mocking, we to be a call, Shabikurim. But that's how long had it applies to every call. When a person is makhriv
korban,
when he is the bible of the korban, when he is makhriv, it doesn't apply to the one who does the maisa korban. It doesn't apply to the king and head yet, who is makhriv. Now the king and head yet, he is makhriv korbanes, but he is not the bible of the korban. It applies to the one who offers, the one, the bible of the korban.
So whenever a person is the bible of the korban, and he offers a korban, a certain day, so that day he has to stay in Yerushalayim, and so that he has to leave, and he can leave Yerushalayim only the next morning.
Ufoniso babekia v'olachto
l'echo.
So the Chassidus says, it's a remarkable pshat.
In Kashi is, what the Mishnah says, the Mitzin,
v'chaliyeh peisei v'Yerushalayim. As a matter of fact, I think he mentions it, Echol mitalmidei ha-tzionet,
So he says,
basically,
to be made to yourself, so to be seen in the kingdom, to fight it.
It's very simple.
So that also requires the
from the Halacha that the Rambam mentions in
terms of shoes,
but Muhammad's mitzvah. So that Halacha implies that with high faith, there is in the all without
to have consulting
the mitzvah incumbent upon everyone that offers the commission today. So yes,
in order
so
to have him
in your life.
So
now the King Gomu was Makri Kom twice every day. Every day he was Makri Kom twice. Michas Ritim Babaker, Asiris Ori for Babaker, and the Asiris Ori for Binabayim, every day he was in the
Kuhl.
So Mele, he couldn't leave your life. And no day could he leave Yerushalayim for a moment because of the mitzvah of Chalitza Babikar of Achter Erech.
So, and let's say,
now there is one mitzvah of
Yitzchak Yisroel
Yatzoshe, it follows like two times two is four from the Aloche of Chalitza Babikar of Achter Erech. But there is one chidish, because the Gemara says that when one is Makleh Mikom, so it's totally, what does Linen mean?
Then Linen means that he has to stay
so
over
there. Road.
Because
so
if not for as the
not for this Erech is only a Tosh Baalim, and what is the Mokim? Explanation
as a new
of the Rambam, which
Rambam
said there is
mitzvah
explanation,
either
I would say that the Erech or Erech for this Erech only implies that he has to stay the whole night.
He
should not leave,
even if it's not in the possession of the
Zayinah.
It doesn't matter in whose possession it is.
Maybe not.
So there is a mitzvah.
Uses Moshe's
mitzvah to be king.
It means nighttime.
Eretz Yisrael.
But
Rambam doesn't mention that
it's not unreasonable to assume
that the
posik of
Moshe's and then
it's from Yatosh
Malin. Where is the Moki?
Eretz
Yisrael.
Not only a loche of
so usually it's a Yerushalmi.
Moshe uses the Moshe Lina. Lina
has reference to night.
But since it is deduced from the posik of Moshe's mitzvah, the
now
Torah addresses itself to the Regal, who are Machiavelli called. So it implies that he has to stay in Yerushalayim until the next week, not only in the night time.
So he says,
not only the night time, but
he has to stay all day.
But so
how
in the daytime,
though,
from the Akobas called until the next morning. Until the next morning, he has to stay in
Yerushalayim.
So that's the reason, that's
the
why the Rambam says, so tomorrow we'll have a long shiur, so we finish. I mean the shachs, and then also.
The answer is because the ganef, when he breaks into the house, so he breaks in with the intention, in case the balabais will resist his attempts, the ganef's attempts to steal, so then he'll kill them. So the male, the ganef has a din, so the bob machteres has a din of a rediff. Even though, I mean, the balabais could say to, when he sees the ganef, so he could say, well, now, you're such a wonderful fellow, now take everything and leave me alone. So then the ganef will leave him alone, he'll take everything. So that's the chiddush, that even though the balabais has the alternative to say to him, take everything, but in case he will try to resist the ganef's attempt to take everything, so then the ganef will kill him. So Miller the ganef has a din of a reidiv, and there is a heter of habol ho yecho hashkim ho. So that's the Miri. So the Miri says that the parsha of machteres is the mokia for the aloch of habol ho hashkim ho. Then he says the Miri in Berimasir Meire, there is another mokia in Medrash Tanchumi. Tzreira midyonim ki tzeirim heim lochem. Mikan omru chachomim, habol hol yecho hashkim ho. So the Miri mentions in Sanhedrin, two mikeris for the aloch of habol hol yecho hashkim ho. So it's two separate aloches. The aloche of machteres, that's the aloche of reidif on an individual level. In other words, the ganef who breaks into the house with the intention of killing everyone that will be in his way. So, Mele, there is a loch of a bol hoge, chlashkim hoge, on an individual level. But there is a loch of a bol hoge, chlashkim hoge, on a collective level. In other words, if there is a certain woman, a certain group, that is trying to destroy the Jews, so there is a loch of a bol hoge, chlashkim hoge. Now, Teisves
Tetzves in Avodizore, Tetzves in Avodizore, da Profres, Chovov on the base, cites a Misecha Seifrim. In connection with the sugya of Akum, Vrevim, Dakol, and Mailu, and Ridi. So that means that an Akum means not just a Goy, Akum means one who is Evazai Mitteneach, that there is an Isar Itiche. If one kills an Akum and even Chovim, who is Evazai Mitteneach, so there is an Isar Itiche. So he mentions the Braise in Misecha Sofrim, Teif Shebi Akum. Teish shebi akum hareik. So the Teish says tafkovov in Avodizore that the right girsay is Teish shebi akum bishas milchome hareik. As a matter of fact, if you have in the library the Sefer Rabbi Kuchim, so there is among the Sefer Rabbi Kuchim of Rabbi Yechiel in Paris. So Rabbi Yechiel in Paris, he had Bikuchim with